Mitch, we were just starting to talk about the event you had over the weekend to kick off the Big Draw LA and your participation in it.
Oh, yeah. It was great. We had, as I mentioned, probably a dozen and a half artists and individuals who created tiles. I would say the road's almost done. We're using all sorts of materials, both paint, markers, whatever anybody wants to create. People are maybe encouraged to bring photographs of their friends and family that they can put directly on the tile and make that as part of the road itself.
What a great memento that would be. That's fantastic. Now, I'm wondering, too, about the Authors Lounge. Chris, last time that we had an update on this, you were just starting to get authors. So tell me a little bit, would you, about who's all going to be there?
We have four authors that will join us, two of which have been on your show and you've spoken to previously. At noon, we'll have Dan Bukatinsky reading and signing from his book, Does This Baby Make Me Look Straight? At 1 o'clock, we'll be joined by Dominic Domingo, reading and signing from The Nameless Prince, and also from his upcoming memoirs. At 2 o'clock, Bernard Cooper will be reading and signing his book, The Bill from My Father. And at 3 o'clock, we'll be joined by Rika Aoki, who will be reading and signing her book, Seasonal Velocities.
Now, Bernard Cooper, I wasn't that familiar with. Have you read his book?
No, I haven't. I wasn't familiar with him much either.
I'll be looking forward to that. I think we better warn people they're going to laugh hysterically when Dan Bukatinsky is reading, because his book was, it was very honest, but it was a total scream. It was really, really, really funny.
Yes. All the reviews of his book have been pretty similar, that it's just hilarious, his honesty about being a parent and revealing some truths that we all perhaps sometimes try not to think about or try not to talk about, but it's hilariously funny.
And Dominic Domingo is a young adult fantasy author, and he has written something somewhat reminiscent of Madeleine L'Engle's Wrinkle in Time that's going to keep people sitting up late reading books late at night, I think.
Yeah. Dominic was at Vroman's on the 3rd of October for a program that we arranged with them, and he made a great presentation. He had a character actor read from Nameless Prince, but he also shared with us some excerpts from his upcoming memoirs, and those are incredibly funny and very, very, very well done.
What a great presentation this is going to be. Mitch, what about that car show? Are there going to be any additions?
Oh, yeah. Well, as you know, roadway quality is the theme of this year's festival, and what better for a road than classic cars? We have approximately 24 cars that have already been committed, ranging from a 1912 Ford Model T Pie Wagon. We have a mid-40s Chrysler convertible. We have lots of cars from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. We have a motorcycle or two that is actually going to be there. And we have a couple sponsors who have been very, very generous. Alexander Mini, they're helped underwrite the Best of Show Award, as well as will be presenting a car. And Zipcar, the agency that allows you to rent vehicles for the day or for the hour, they will also be there helping with sponsorship and providing a vehicle on display. I found out they're going to have a Mercedes there. I mean, you don't rent just your little common car.
Wow. You get that gleam in your eye when you said a Mercedes, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm back in that Model T Pie Wagon. They drove around delivering pies back in the day?
Correct. It was a vehicle that was built for utility. The thing with most of those type of vehicles is they've gotten worn out over the years, and a select few have been retained over the years and restored. This car is actually a local car. It comes from a collector here in Altadena. In previous years, he has displayed his Maxwells, which was also cars from the early 19-teens.
That is really going to be something to see. What about getting to vote? People's choice, is that all judges, or do we get to vote as well?
At this point, it is just a judge car show, but it's mostly for the exhibition and the display. The awards are to thank the people for bringing the vehicles out, but we don't have a people's choice at this particular time.
But maybe that would be a suggestion for the future.
Most definitely.
Chris, what so far has been the best part for you about getting this together, about getting 2012 Pride Festival, The Road to Equality together?
Well, aside from working with Mitch and continuing to work with Mitch and the board members, and that has been a great experience. As I mentioned, I've done a lot of events. I was a board member. I was president of CSW LA Pride for 5 years, and that's a huge event. That this event is very much home and hearth, that it is more about personal development, community insight. I find that really rewarding, and to be able to work with people to craft that and put that together for a community. And the community's response, albeit sometimes a little slow, but certainly having them participate in creating this event has been really rewarding for me.
When you say personal development, we mustn't forget to mention, I think you're going to be also having some expo booths, life expo, things of that nature?
Yes, there will be exhibitors. Walgreens will be there. The Pasadena Humane Society will be there with puppies and kitties. The National Association of Mental Health will be there. Social Security Administration, fortunately, some of us are growing older, and we need to find out about retirement or Social Security disability or any of those benefits administered by Social Security Administration. They will be there and be able to talk to you about that and inform you about that. Pasadena Department of Health will be there doing HIV testing and perhaps some other health screenings. Phoenix Pharmacy, who is one of our sponsors, a rainbow sponsor, will be there letting people know about what they provide. So there will be Pasadena PFLAG will be present. They're always at our event.
And parents and friends of lesbians and gays.
Right? Yes. And so, you know, pretty much whether you're young or old, not so rich, rich, middle class, whatever, there will be resources and information there for you, in addition to all of the wonderful entertainment and the ability to create a gorgeous road tile.